Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Football on off the ball.
Oh, I think they have to. I mean, what's the alternative? That they say it's like, no, you have to play him. Well, Schloss's response to that would be, well, okay, if you're picking the team, in what sense am I actually the coach, you know?
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
The Imro award-winning sports program.
Off the Ball. This is News Talk.
You're welcome back. So, Ellen Walsh won gold in the 200-metre butterfly at the European Aquatics Short Course Championships in Poland on Sunday. She became the first Irish woman to win a European short course title. And this came a day after she won silver in the 200-metres individual medley as well. And I'm delighted to say that she's with us live on the show. Ellen, many congratulations. How are you keeping?
Hey, thanks so much for having me. Yeah, absolutely delighted to be here and kind of talk about my story.
Yeah, it was the airport welcome home, the first big Dublin airport moment that you've had. It feels like a rite of passage for any successful international athlete that we produce.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I couldn't even believe it. Like, I think we've always had maybe one or two cameras, but there was absolutely so much people and kind of so many cameras, so many interviews and stuff. And it was really exceptional to be home and kind of experience that.
Is it a case where your family and friends, they fly over, or were they all watching at home?
Watching at home, my kind of closest family were over with me, my parents and one of my siblings came over to watch. And that was super special to see them in the crowd.
When you finally get out of the pool, I know you've got to get straight back in the pool pretty much immediately afterwards, but when that evening's swimming is finished and you look at your phone, is it having an absolute meltdown in front of you?
Yeah, I kind of keep it on airplane mode until I kind of get back to the hotel and kind of focus on the recovery side of it. But yeah, it does go kind of bonkers for a little bit and just trying to get back to everyone and appreciate all the support. So yeah, I know it's a pretty special moment.
I suspect you could do with hiring an assistant who just like gives all the replies back to people, because you don't want to come across as the person who's got ahead of their station and isn't replying to the messages. So you got to get back to every single one of them, right?
Yeah, no, it is hard to get back to everyone. It kind of takes a little bit of time, and obviously you appreciate them all just the same. So it's nice to give everyone a bit of time to kind of respond to them. But yeah, it takes a little bit of time to kind of run through them all and kind of appreciate it.
Talk to us about the 200 fly final then. You're in sixth with 50 metres to go, maybe fifth. Talk us through what you're thinking at that point.
Yeah, you kind of don't really know where you're sitting. I think it was very close to kind of cross the line, and it was only kind of a stroke or two between people. Just kind of tried to stay with the pack to 150 and then used kind of my skills on my underwaters on the last 50. And I knew on the last turn I was in a chance to kind of get into the podium position. So trying to just put my head down and just hope that maybe when I touch the wall, I might see something special on the block kind of lit up and it said that I was first. And yeah, it was kind of amazing, kind of a big dream to kind of just touch that wall and kind of realize like every hard work I've put in has kind of paid off.
Did you know before you bring your head out of the water that you were on the podium, that potentially you had a chance of clinching that gold?
I knew I was close with kind of 10 metres to go. I could see one of the other girls in the corner of my goggle and I was like, oh, it's going to be so close. And she was just in behind me. So it was really just the tip of a finger. But yeah, I knew when I saw the block, when I kind of put my head out of the water, that I had touched first.
Obviously, you've got to worry about your own race. And I presume that's particularly true in short course. But are you known as somebody who finishes very strongly, that if you know that if you're in the conversation to win a race, that you tend to win in the end, or are you basically as good a starter as you are at the end of a race?
I'm definitely a back-ender. I'd love to be able to get out a bit quicker, and it's definitely something I'm working on. But yeah, you try to kind of keep yourself in contention anyways, high enough up, than kind of just excel through the back end, but doesn't always work like that. And you kind of just really just take each race as it is. It's not, you kind of do have to stick to your own plan, but you got to keep an eye on people around you.
And when you say you're a back-ender, is that just down to raw stamina compared to other swimmers?
I don't really know. I know it's going to hurt no matter what you do. So if you take it out hard, if you take it back hard, like, it's going to hurt no matter what. So yeah, I've always just kind of had the back end. So I don't really know.
That moment when you're standing on the podium, I'd read that it was the first time in your senior career that you'd heard the national anthem.
Yes.
That must have been pretty special.
Yeah, it was really cool. I've heard it kind of for a lot of my teammates over junior years and senior years. And I think to hear it for yourself, and I think it's a very special moment for myself, my family, my club. And yeah, it's a moment you'll always remember.
Yeah. Does that happen before you have to get back in the pool again? Or do you get the final race out of the way before the medal ceremony?
It kind of depends where the medal ceremony falls, but it did fall after the last race. So okay. I was finished before it happened, yeah.
I mean, it would obviously still be great because you've got a gold medal, but hopping back into the pool after singing Aron Naveen, it's not exactly an ideal circumstance.
Yeah, I think obviously it brings another kind of level of confidence as well. So it would have been fine either way. It's a special thing to hear, so for yourself. But yeah, I guess it's kind of a big confidence boost.
It's a question that every swimmer gets asked when it comes to preferences between short course and long course swimming. I would just assume that every swimmer prefers short course, but is that the truth?
It's actually not. I think it's a lot of long course, but for me, it's definitely short course meters or short course yards. It's so much more fun, and I think it really is very skillful around the turns and stuff to kind of be very good at it. So I definitely prefer the short course. I train short course every day in Temple Oak, so it's definitely where I enjoy it.
Okay, and why do people tend to prefer the long course? As you say, it just feels like a far less monotonous thing, short course swimming.
Yeah, I think you look down the short course pool, you're like, that's grand, I'll be able to get up and back, no bother. And then you look at the long course pool, you're like, ooh, that's a long way down there now and a long way back. And it's just a mental thing, I think, to be honest, for me. But I don't know why people prefer long course, probably not so many turns and stuff.
Throughout the last couple of weeks, and throughout the last week in particular, I guess you've had to deal with a level of expectation in terms of being top seed in all of your events in this meet. Is that a new experience for you? I'm sure at underage level it's been something that you've had to deal with, but at senior level, that level of expectation that you should be winning medals, you should be on the podium, I'm sure you've been telling that to yourself as well. How do you deal with that?
Yeah, it's definitely a kind of different eye to the sport. I think when you step into the sport and you kind of get into a semi-final and it's kind of very successful, and then you kind of the next step into final, and now, as you said, like coming in top seeds and stuff, like it does have its own pressure that comes with it. It's a very different than just making the final and just being like, okay, I'm in the final now, I've kind of achieved that. But when you're chasing for medals, I think the pressure's on, and I think it's just how you manage it, to be honest. I feel like I managed it quite well this time. It was my first time kind of experience in being fast European coming in. It can be very stressful, I guess.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
How do you deal with that?
I guess just kind of having your own goal and kind of sticking to your your own race plan and not getting too ahead of yourself. No one's guaranteed any medal until you touch the wall. So I think you just got to go through the stages, the heat, the semi, the final, and just kind of stick to your own process.
Yeah, like, as I say, you've obviously broken new ground in terms of being the first female swimmer to win gold at a European Short Course Championships. Does the status of Irish swimming, which has been developed over the past couple of years, certainly Paris being a real high point for Irish swimming, does that help the expectation piece at all, knowing that you're wearing the tricolour on your hat and representing a country that's all of a sudden a fairly successful country in a European and a global context? I often wonder, because it's such an individual sport, how much you can tap into the national and the team aspect.
Yeah, like, we brought a savage team away with us to the European Short Course last week, and I think we really did feed off each other's energy with kind of the first night getting medals, and it kind of feeded through the first couple of days, and it was kind of important to use each other and kind of be like, if he can do it, we can do it. And we had people transitioning from junior into senior and still getting themselves on podiums, which is massive to see. We had a world junior record broken, and like, Irish swimming's in a fantastic position. We've really put ourselves out there and as real competitors in this sport.
Why do you think that's happened? Like, you all have amazing individual stories, and geographically speaking, you've all been spread apart in Ireland, training abroad, and yet it feels that there is a phenomenal generation that has arrived at the same time.
Yeah, I think, as you kind of said, like, everyone's kind of in their own program, like, just working hard somewhere in the world. And I think for me, I've kind of been very lucky to kind of build through my years and kind of get better each year, and now I'm kind of at the medal stage and it's the highest level, and I kind of think it just feeds down the line that once you see one on the podium, like, that's your goal next. And I think it's just feeded through the line, and we train very hard and we have great coaches, so I think kind of just like that.
What's your program like at the moment? Are you based in Temple Oak the whole time?
I'm based full time in Temple Oak with the club there, and my coach is Brian Sweeney, and we have a great setup. We've got a great club going, and I've been part of it since I was a kid, and they've been very good to me. It's a huge community that we're part of, and yeah, we're in a great place.
It's amazing, really, that is a huge part of why people have got such joy out of your story. The idea that you can essentially stick with the club, the location that you've always swam in. I think we've had this maybe inferiority complex in Irish sport over the years that you need to go away to get ahead. It's not been the case.
Mm-hmm. No, I think once you know it's working for you, like, I've progressed every year based out of this home program coach. I don't really know why I change. I work very well with Brian. We've had our ups and downs over the years, but it was our first trip together in a very long time there over in European Short Course. It was the first time he got selected onto the team to come with me and enjoy these special moments. So it was a huge step for the two of us to kind of get to go and experience me compete at these international levels. And he trains me very hard.
How long has he been training you for?
I've been part of the club since I was seven, and I think I don't know, many years, I think. It's
right.
A few. I can't know the number.
Okay, so it's been right the way through from promising junior to world-class junior to this point. So it's been a long time in the making. That's obviously another amazing feather in the cap of the club and of the program that you're involved in. Managing that relationship, I'm sure, is one of the great challenges of your life, for him and for you as well. I'm sure that you see a lot more of each other than any other human in your life, I presume, given the work that needs to go in to achieve what you've achieved.
Yeah, definitely. Younger teenage years was definitely a challenging athlete to probably coach. But yeah, moving into my senior, we have a great relationship from coach to athlete, and I believe we work very well together. Can't wait for the future.
What does the rest of this calendar year, even though there's only a couple of weeks left, actually look like? Because you've got to savour this moment, I'm sure, but I'm not sure, does that actually make you more tempted to get straight back in the pool after a high point like this?
So in about 2 days' time, we'll compete at the Irish Short Course Championships in the National Aquatic Centre. So we'll do 3 days of that, and then we'll do a big block over Christmas. So I don't take a break over Christmas. I might take a day or two, but it won't be too long of a break, and we'll head into long course season then into the summer.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made to last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
And when you're transitioning from one short course championship to another, is it one of these situations where you can just hop straight between the two and you're just fully primed, you're perfect, ready to go? Do you need to tweak anything before you start the Nationals?
Nationals this week?
Yep.
We'll work on, there's always learnings to make from competitions, and I'm an athlete that's been at many competitions, and there's always learnings to make. So we're back in the pool this morning trying to work on a few small things, and we'll do the same for the next 2 days, carrying it into our short course and hopefully get a few more nice times on the board before Christmas.
I appreciate that. I know nothing about the intricacies of the sport, but what are the specific things that you will be tweaking this week? Because I'm sure it's minutiae to the rest of us, but potentially quite important, and definitely quite important in terms of your point of view on the whole thing.
So it can be as easy as kind of front end speed. So as we kind of spoke about, kind of the back end of a race is kind of a strength of mine, and kind of just working on the front end. And I race a lot of butterfly, which I will do at the weekend, and just kind of working on keeping the stroke kind of flat. So nice and relaxed through the front, kind of find easy speed and stuff. Probably sounds like gibberish to most people, but makes sense to me and Brian, so.
Not at all. That does actually track. So is that something that you can kind of feel yourself when you're in the pool? Or is that very much up to Brian to identify either your technique, how you're actually looking in the pool, or is it a bit of a collaborative approach?
Brian would have a very good eye on swimming, an amazing eye on swimming, and know a lot of things. Even when you're a tiny bit stressed, your stroke can be very off, and just trying to stay relaxed in these high pressure moments. So that's kind of what you're working on every day, to kind of keep the strokes relaxed the way you train them, and trying to bring that into competition.
Has it always been seamless for you taking the practice strokes into competition? Because I'd imagine when you realize you're in a fairly high pressure environment, that could be the first thing to understandably go by the wayside?
Absolutely not. It changes very easily. I'd say a strength of mine is definitely butterfly. And I know in the IM, that's probably one of my weakest strokes. It's up the front, so it kind of can be challenging to put yourself out in the front position with the strength that you have, because there's so much left of the race to go. But you're always learning and always moving forward.
Yeah. When it comes to how you feel in these big events. I've seen you speak in the past about even going from Tokyo into Paris, and just how in Paris you felt very at home in the call room. Like, it's one of these things that we don't see. We see the images of people with their game face on right before they come out and actually perform. What's going through your head in the call room scenario, and how big a psychological thing is that for swimmers?
The call room is probably one of the scariest things. Definitely as a junior coming into senior sport, I didn't know anybody, and there's everyone slapping and spitting and jumping and singing and dancing, and it's a lot to take in, you know, and I just sit there in the chair like quiet as a mouse. And you know, everyone has different rituals and routines that they do, and that's their race plan, so you kind of just have to stay in your own zone. But now I feel myself, I know a lot of these girls, I compete against them quite frequently throughout the year, that we have the chats and the laugh and the giggles and stuff. And that's a really nice place to be in, because I know I didn't have that a few years ago. And I think to know when you go to Carmel, oh, I'm going to see her. And, you know, it makes it a lot easier. You're all in it together and it's like a team. Obviously, we're all against each other, but, you know these girls on the outside of the sport as well. So it's a very nice environment. And I feel like when I go to these competitions now, I belong here and I deserve to be in these positions. And I guess to have these girls that do the same thing that I do every day is pretty cool.
Okay, so it sounds like you'd be chatty enough, you'd be social enough in the call room, as opposed to solely game face on, nobody talk to me.
Yeah, no, I probably would be chatty enough. You're quiet with the last couple of minutes to go. There's the first call room and then the final call room would kind of be a bit quieter. And I know just at the weekend there, I had like this pop dancer. She was giving an absolute welly in the call room, like singing, dancing. And I was like, oh my goodness. But that's her routine. I saw her a few times and yeah, she was enjoying herself. So yeah, everyone's got different routines.
I mean, does that put you off any bit, seeing somebody pop dancing in the corner of the room?
I don't know. I think I'm kind of used to it. I've seen it a few times, but it definitely was a full-on routine she had nailed out. So fair play to her.
One of the things I meant to ask you as well about the next couple of weeks, obviously you mentioned Irish short course. I'd read about this thing that your coach, Brian, does over Christmas called Rudolph's Revenge.
Yes.
Can you tell me a little bit more about this?
Yeah, so it's kind of a ritual he's had for years, many, many years before I even was around in the club. It's basically we get a massive block of work done. So it could be 100, 120K over maybe a week and a half. So it's about two sessions and it's just high mileage and high intensity training, just to get a nice block of work done over Christmas. And then we'll race at the end of it. But it's called Rudolph's Revenge. And the last session finishes on New Year's Eve with like a 10 or 12K block.
Brutal, I presume?
It has been in many years. It has been rough, yeah.
Right. And is this going to happen for you this year? Or because you've been so busy with your actual competitive meetings, do you get away with it?
If I'm there, I'll definitely do it. If I take a day or two off, I'll miss some of it. I won't fully finish it, but I'll try my best to get some of it done.
Okay, and when you say you race at the end of it, is that at the end of the entire block or is it racing at the end of each individual day?
Yeah, so we race kind of like mid-January and kind of race at the end of it, yeah.
Because whenever we've spoken to Daniel Whiffen on the show, he just says that he loves racing. He says you just go out every single day and race, because the obvious question, and I'm sure you've been asked it a million times, is how do you deal with the monotony of training for swimming? Are you the same, or do you actually get great joy out of those days that even don't involve racing?
I used to be definitely 100%. I only liked racing. And I think in the last couple of years, I've really enjoyed kind of training and every day trying to get better and enjoy the small processes until the big moment, because they don't come very often on the main stage. But I absolutely love to race. I love to compete. And definitely racing is a lot nicer than training.
Yeah, I can imagine. Obviously, you've had your own career to worry about over the last number of years, and it's going to progress, I'm sure, into even greater things over the next couple of years. One of the things that I did want to ask you about is just kind of the boom of swimming on a competitive level and maybe on a participation level as well in this country. When people see your success, there's no question that there's going to be a great deal of inspiration that's gleaned as a result of it. And I'm not sure if you've seen the Swim Ireland launch today about the swimming pool gap analysis report. It's funded by Sport Ireland and it's investigated the opportunities for people to swim around the country. A couple of stark statistics in it. There's one public pool per 81,053 people in the Republic of Ireland. For scale, Scotland have one per 14,000 people, essentially. And then there is other stats like 57% of pools and hotels, often behind high membership costs. As we've already established, the fact that you've stuck with your childhood club is just amazing. And Temple Oak, and being from that part of Dublin, is obviously something that served you so well. There are clearly big parts of Ireland that aren't served so well, certainly in rural areas and out in the west of Ireland, it seems. For example, no 50-metre pool in Connacht, forcing residents to travel an average of 100 kilometres to get one is one of the other statistics. It's obviously not your responsibility, but I presume your success, the success of Team Ireland last week, will hopefully persuade the people to loosen the purse strings a little bit and give this huge participation sport the attention and the care it deserves in this country.
Yeah, I definitely think we could do with a lot more pools. And obviously at the top end, we're talking about elite sport and 50 metre pools. It doesn't always need to be a 50 metre pool to get to be the athlete that I am. I've trained in 25 my entire life. But for any young kid trying to learn to swim, I think it's so important to have that skill at a young age, no matter if you want to go into competitive sport or not in swimming. It's just a key in a milestone to kind of hit the lessons. And with the lack of pools in rural areas, it can be very challenging. I live 3 minutes up the road from Temple Oak, and we're absolutely jam-packed out the door with lessons, school lessons, club, masters, public swims, OAP sessions. Like, it's absolutely jammed. So we could definitely do with a lot more of it, and hopefully the success over the last number of years, and particularly last weekend being extremely successful for Irish swimming, it's making that mark very high up to hopefully get some more pools.
Yeah, I'm sure that'll be the outcome. Listen, Ellen, many congratulations once again on your success last weekend. Great to catch up with you, and best of luck in the Nationals, and best of luck with Rudolph's Revenge if you dare take part. Thanks a million for your time.
Thank you so much for having me.
Cheers. We'll take a quick break.
Off the Ball on News Talk.